Long before you had Paul Newman's picture in your refrigerator on the salad dressing and lemonade, Mr. Newman acted in classic films like Cool Hand Luke, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and HUD.
You got the same feelings below your belt as any other man. That's how you got stuck with me for a son. Will you like it or not?
Last weekend, Paul Newman, the man with the most famous blue eyes in the movies, announced he's retiring from acting. He told ABC News that at 82 years old, he's just not able to perform like he used to. Here to talk about some of his favorite Paul Newman films is Weekend Edition entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell. Hello, Elvis.
Howdy.
You know, Paul Newman really is sort of the last generation of a group of post-war actors, I guess.
Not only that, but he's the last of that group of guys who were avatars of the Actors Studio, who came in and changed acting. Guys who were, well, representational rather than presentational. I'm talking about Marlon Brando and James Dean.
He's a guy who probably could have made his living as a good-looking leading man, but he actually wanted to be a serious actor.
He coasted for a long time, I think. We think about some Paul Newman performances we like, and a lot of them tend to be basically boys in a grown man's body, stuff like The Left-Handed Gun or Butch Cassidy,
right,
or The Sting, in which he plays these charmers. But he got to a certain point in his career where suddenly his voice went into sort of this craggy, gravelly kind of thing. About the early 80s, when he started to give some of my favorite performances, I think about his turn in Absence of Malice, where he plays a guy who gets caught up in a newspaper reporter's scheme. And just the way he uses that voice for a sense of theater and to really show who this guy is. And you can hear the voice sounds like his age, maybe about 10 years. There's a certain point in the 80s where he really started to sound like all that sort of youthful hope and optimism that you saw on his face was gone.
Elvis, we've got a clip from Absence of Malice. Let's listen to that voice.
You know something I didn't know? When you kill yourself, it's a homicide, so they do an autopsy. Then I get a knife. I start here. Just gonna split her open. When they get up here, they use shears. They use shears, for Christ. Oh, God damn you!
And he was nominated for a Best Actor Academy Award for that performance, wasn't he?
Yeah, one of the many, again, when he plays somebody who's not a particularly a nice guy or even a decent guy, but somebody who's determined to lead his life the way he wants to. And he often gave performances, great performances, and not particularly good movies even. And you would think, what roused this guy at this point to keep going on? And it's because of his devotion to craft and because of the amount of energy and I think feeling he had for acting.
Weekend Edition entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell talking about Paul Newman retiring from the movies. Thanks, Elvis.
So long, green eyes.